All right, so much for the parable in the context of the sutra, so much for our comments. Now let's just take a quick glance at its general significance, and then we'll have to conclude. What is then the general significance of the parable of the good physician? What is its significance apart from the sutra? Well, we can state this very briefly indeed. It says, as it were, that we are most likely to develop when we realize that we are on our own. When we realize there's no God to save us, there's not even any Buddha to help us. We are just individuals, or potential individuals, and as such we can evolve only by our own efforts. The higher evolution, by its very nature, is an individual affair. It involves an individual effort. Not that we have no contact with others who are similarly situated, who are similarly striving. We do have such contact. It's a very rich contact, a very rewarding contact, very stimulating, very inspiring. But it's no substitute for self-effort. The biggest compliment that a father pays his children, a compliment which some fathers unfortunately are not willing to pay, is to leave them alone, to let them get on with it by themselves, make their own mistakes, garner their own experience. And in the same way, the biggest compliment that the Buddha pays humanity is to disappear. If we want to find him, we'll just have to rise to a higher level, to the level of eternity, the level on which he's always preaching this same White Lotus Sutra.